Hey, 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 what it do, party people? We are back with another episode of the Random Musings of Chaz Baz. And you know what we're going to talk about today? Well, you've seen the title, so I assume you know what we're talking about. Unless you, even your voice speakers say the title. Anyway, we're talking about, okay, what's the deal with Wordle? I don't know why I phrased it like that. That might not even be the final title when I'm done with it, but I just kind of wanted to do like a rant and rave about Wordle because it's been all over my Facebook feed. I'm not really on Twitter all like that, so but I heard it's also on Twitter. Just kind of like go over my experience with it, my thoughts about it, a brief history of it, and kind of a deep dive into strategy that I use, and then kind of like a brief look at some other imitators that are out there with it. So yeah, as they like to say, let's jump right into it. Anyway, for those who aren't a part of the Wordle craze, are you living under a rock? I mean, for reals, for reals? Or maybe you're one of those curmudgeons who are out there, like, you know, just hating on the game because everybody is just, like, all the yellow and green squares are out there. I believe it's orange and blue if you're on colorblind mode. Just so you know, there is a colorblind mode. Should go into settings and do that thing if it's like, that ain't look the same to me. Anyway. For those who don't know, I believe Wordle was created by someone named Josh Wardle for his partner. And then there's a good New York Times article that goes over kind of like how he came up with it. It was originally for his partner. Then his family started getting into it. Then it opened up to all people in October and then just started to explode. Even though it didn't get sharing until, I believe, November. Then from there, people are just like diving deep into the Wordle experience. So for me, I just started playing Wordle in January of this year. I think, if I remember correctly, I think I started with 208 or 2007. I forget. But the one thing you gotta know about me is I absolutely fucking suck at word games. I don't remember what site it was on, but there's possibly like a BuzzFeed quiz out there, I think. But it was, you took a test to see how many words were in your lexicon. And when I took it, I got about 22,000, which is pretty large. But when I started seeing friends get 27,000 to 30,000, I was like, whoa, I'm slacking. I do not know enough words. So when I started playing Wordle, I just started playing it off the cuff. I was like, I know I don't have a lot of words in my lexicon in order to help me get there. Well, I guess I maybe do when it comes to five-letter words. I just don't remember them offhand. And I'm not really good at seeing an empty group of letters and then just intrinsically knowing what goes there. So I felt like that was going to give me a hard time with this game going forward. But, you know, I did have a secret weapon. And that's because I went to game design school. So basically, I broke down the game a little bit to help me figure it out. So I kind of want to riff a little bit over here about like the history of how I broke it down during like the last like week, like 2.5 weeks of me playing it. Because I was like, if I'm going to succeed at this game, I'm going to need a system. And this is the system that I kind of devised for myself. So like the first one, the alpha, if you will, if you're talking about like programs and such. I've always watched, or not always watched, but I watched Wheel of Fortune a lot growing up. And when you go up there, you see RSTLNE. So to me, I was like, that's a good place to start. If I'm going to try to find words that are going to fit and going to be the most frequent, then I should start with RSTLNE. And I started doing that for a while. I think I started using stare because of that. And little did I know, that was where I was going to start to develop my strategy from that point. And I did end up getting the words each of those days, although I think when the word was Abby, I had to really like just go through and figure out the different combinations that were there. And that's when that was telling me that I kind of wasn't playing like the best way that I could have. So I did want to modify the strategy a bit after that. And so I made the presumption that RSTLNE were like the top letters, but like I really thought after that I should go down and do a little bit of research to see how the breakdown really goes. And that's when it comes to like the next strategy, like the beta strategy of it all. And what happened there is I found that, you know, the vowels, A E I O, A E I N O. are in the top five. So I'm looking at that, and I'm like, holy crap, really? Right? And so then I wanted to make a strategy that finds the most frequent letters used in the alphabet and use them in my first two words to eliminate them all. So, and just so you know what the top 10 are, number one is E, number two is A, number three is R, number four is I, number five is O, number six is T, number seven is N, number eight is S, number nine is L, and number 10 is C. So I would do a strategy that allowed me to break down those words that way. Then I meant my opening guesses at that time was alert or any of like anagrams like later or alter, something like that. And then my next word after that was scion or sonic or coins, whatever one I wanted to go with. And that kind of allowed me to break down what the top 10 letters are. And I think for me, I feel like the way to optimize my play is to go with the two vowel, three consonant strategy. I'm not a big fan of the four vowel strategy, although on my Facebook page, one of my friends did say that like I was arguing against using adu as a first letter because U is 11th when it comes to letter frequency. So that's why I always save it for my third word. But they did bring up a good point to say that if in none of those letters in there, then it's most likely going to be the U, or not most likely, or not to, sorry, if it's not going to be the U, like if all those letters aren't there, I think it uses A, E, I, N, U, then O is going to be the vowel there. So it does help you eliminate that. The reason why I don't like it is if you're eliminating all of your vowels like that from the start, then you're going to have to find a word or, well, you don't have to, but I guess, for me to play that way, I would need to find a word in the second spot that uses O in the rest of the consonants that wasn't used in adu. And I think that's only, and it only uses D. And honestly, like D is the 12th most frequent letter in the alphabet. So I guess I don't like it on those grounds, but hey, you do you. It's your game. You can do whatever you want. But I started to look at those things, and for me, my third word would always be dumpy because of that, because D being, you know, the first letter, like D, like intrinsically I didn't know this beforehand, but D just being because it was up there in the 12th spot, and U because it was in the 11th spot, and then Y because of sometimes Y. One time I did make a random guess first of jumpy. That's because there's a Facebook game called Jumpy Jumpy, and it was just on my brain at the moment. So yeah, and I just started going through that for, like, I think a good week. And I was doing well. Like, I didn't lose any of those days. But I then thought, I was like, wait a second. There's a little bit, like, I can fine-tune this just a little bit. And that fine-tuning was looking at the most common letters found at the beginning of words and at the end of words. And based on my research, I found that the most common letters at the beginning of words are T, A, O, D, and W. And the most common letters at the end of words are E, S, D, and T. So that made me modify my beginning strategy from alert to antare, which is A-N-T-R-E. I'm probably saying that wrong, because I had never heard of that word until, like, I started looking up how, like, anagrams of words, like, letters that could be formed with A-N-T-R-E. Because in this particular instance, like, the A, and it doesn't use, like, all the top words, but basically the way I looked at it is it's using R, which is third, it's using N, which is seven, and using T, which is six. And to go with the two vowels, two consonant strategy, that E and A have to be the first one. So that was my most optimal way to do that. And also make sure that I could get an A at the front because it's being one of the most common. And having the E at the end being one of the most common there too. And then after that, I went with coils because that puts everything else in there. And I couldn't really find anything that was like the E, S, D, T sort of thing. And, like, ending with S made the most sense. And then just getting like the COIL out of the way is what I would do. And then finally, with the third word, I'm just choosing between the umpy words and in the order that they are of letter frequency are dumpy, humpy, bumpy, and jumpy. So kind of like taking that jumpy that I used to guess earlier, but also bringing in some of the other letters that could be in there, or if I eliminate them, then maybe I'll be able to figure out something else there. And then from there, I've been able to pretty much figure out what the word is with what I have left over. Even one time when I only had like two of the actual letters, I was able to figure it out somehow, because I think it was like the only way it could fit. Based on some eliminations that I have, I think it was like ACK or something was one of the words. I can't remember what it was exactly, but yeah. But yeah, so that's basically my strategy there. You know what? Like, let me know somehow. I guess you can tell me on Twitter if you listen to this. I don't use Twitter, but I'm out on Twitter. At ChazBaz, you can let me know what your strategies are, how you came up with those strategies, how those strategies have served you during your Wordle play. Like, anybody out there who's being a super nerd about this, like me, like, if you've come up with some other optimal strats, like, I guess I'm trying to get to the point where I kind of have the Prato-optimized strat of Wordle for me, being, like, not a big word buff or anything. And I think I'm getting close. And for those who don't know what like Prato optimization is, it's I just learned it recently because I was watching a lot of videos on Mario Kart, because I play Mario Kart on Mondays on my Facebook page. And apparently like Prato optimize is an economic term to mean that like you can't add or take away something from a thing to make it more efficient. So I'm wondering like if this is like based on my strategy here, based on like the frequency of letters and stuff and something, if I am doing the most Prato optimized thing that there is or not. But if you listen to this and low, well, I got a way you can enhance it a little bit, you know, let a brother know. So other than that, I think one of the interesting things about Wordle and like the Wordle effect, if you will, is back when I was like a big capitalism bro, listening to Warren Buffett talk about the innovators, the imitators, and the idiots. And I feel like Wordle is just a microcosm of that right now. Like Wordle was a simple, it was innovative in the sense where it's a simple game, which has been done before, but not in this particular format. And just like the shareability of it, I think added to its viral success. And it doesn't try to hit you with ads. It doesn't do what, like, you know, capitalism says you're supposed to do with an app of this sort. So that's what I like about it. But that doesn't mean there aren't the imitators. And you know what? Imitators aren't bad, right? Like, I haven't played too many of the imitators. I've played a few, right? I played Loodle for a little bit, but I really don't think I knew enough good, like, good, bad words in it to, like, be successful. Like, I got just as stuck as I would with regular Wordle if I didn't have, like, a strong elimination process. And then there's Swirtle. And Swirtle gets on my goddamn nerves. Like, I'll be real with y'all. Like, I put in the things like, you know, dick, fuck, right, shit, right? And those things weren't, like, that didn't work. But then, like, I remember when I saw, like, one of the words was pube, I was like, that ain't even a swear, homie. That ain't even a swear, homie. So I will, and the other thing is you can put in nonsense words and they take it. I'm sorry. I was hurt when NPR put the developer of it on there. Like, I was like, why? It hurt my soul. It hurt my soul. There's some other ones that I haven't really tried out, but I've heard there's like Absurdle, which like I think does your best. I think I played that once. And I tried my strategy. It was just very weird, right? But I do like when people try to like play with the mold of things and everything. It's like, I really think that's cool. So yeah. And then there is one for like math equations now too. And then I think there's one that allows you to go from like 3 to 11 words, which if that's your jam, that's your jam. Like if you gave me something more than letters, I mean, I would just be like, no, homie. Like, I would be lost. Like Spelling and me already don't get along. And trying to tell me to like rearrange, like my brain would be like, how do you do this? Like, it would not do it. Anyway, that's just been my rant about Wordle. I hope you liked it. Yeah, I'm just like, for those who are new to the Random Musings of Chaz Baz, I am getting in the habit of posting more frequently, but really just the way that you should see this podcast page is I'm playing around with the medium of voice. I kind of just want to sometimes put my thoughts out there, sometimes do deep dives, sometimes do conversations if it comes to that, but just kind of like, if I think voice would be a good medium to output the art, I'm going to use it to output the art. So if you want to join my journey of the art, like, just understand it's going to be erratic and at my whim, but I am working on doing things more frequently in 2022 because I want to create more art. So thank you for listening. Hit me up on all the social medias and at Chaz Baz on Twitter. 1 Z in the Chaz, 2 Z's in the Baz. I'm at Chaz_Baz on the Instagrams. I'm doing it for the gram now because apparently that's what the kids are doing. Like, I'm middle aged. I'm old. I shouldn't say I'm old. I'm just middle aged. Doesn't mean that I don't know what the kids are doing. And then I'm Chaz_Baz on TikTok. I just like do silly videos on there too. So yeah, you know, hit me up. Oh, and also hit me up on Facebook Gaming, where I'm doing my streaming. Right now, we're playing Disco Elysium on Sundays. We're doing Mario Kart Madness Mondays on Monday. And we are adding a new game of Pokemon Legends Arceus. Our first stream for that is going to be on Thursday, if you're listening to this when it comes out. But on subsequent weeks, it's going to be Wednesday. I'm just celebrating with friends, so I won't have time for it on my usual day. So until next time, y'all stay frosty. And don't forget to be awesome. Peace.